Since we last sat around this table talking about the Ray Rice suspension, so much has happened. The TV networks have publicly announced a plan to stop running the graphic elevator surveillance video. A number of other players have been deactivated, and in the case of the Vikings, Adrian Peterson reactivated and then overnight put on a special commissioner's list. And then there have been other domestic abuse cases as well that have been under investigation. There has also been a renewed call for the corporations that sponsor the NFL and its franchises to pull their advertising dollars. Here's MSNBC's Micah Brzezinski.
You both talked about the dollars and the money that Roger Goodell makes and the NFL makes. Well, where do they make the money from? Where's the money coming from? Sponsors, right?
Right.
Isn't that how that works?
Yeah.
And have any sponsors pulled out? Where's Gatorade? Where are all these big names that flash the stadiums and make all the commercials? Where are they on this? Because, you know, we're sitting here condemning the NFL, rightfully so,
yeah,
for their stupidity, boneheadedness, and tone deafness, and support for domestic violence. But these sponsors are in the same boat.
Well,
they're,
yeah,
paying for it. They're paying to watch football and then the side effects of it, domestic violence, play out, and they're making money off of it.
One of those sponsors not mentioned by name is CoverGirl. The cosmetics company has quite the PR problem. It's developed a campaign that runs in each NFL city, customized for that market, with a woman wearing eyeshadow in its team colors. The tagline on that campaign is "Get Your Game Face On." That's backfired, see, because people have photoshopped the Ravens-specific ad, and the woman's left eye also appears to be badly bruised. We've now seen that Anheuser-Busch has come out and said it's uncomfortable with some of these things. We've seen Radisson at least suspend its sponsorship of the Minnesota Vikings because of what's been going on with Adrian Peterson. Your reaction to this?
Well, I think basically what's happening is that the whole situation is being tried in the court of public opinion, and the NFL is losing badly, mainly because of the decisions that were made by Roger Goodell in the Ray Rice situation, and then what's going on with Adrian Peterson, which is in the courts right now, and the team itself is dealing with that situation, and the NFL is allowing the team to handle that, but the entire league is being impacted by it, and now all of a sudden you're starting to see the boycotts or the call for boycotts and companies pulling back. So it's going to continue to happen until there's some sort of a resolution to it. But don't know when that's going to happen, because now, or I think over the weekend, Ray Rice is basically saying he's going to appeal.
And that happened
the indefinite
yesterday.
Suspension.
The players' union has gone ahead and filed that appeal on his behalf.
So it's going to continue, but now it's starting. It may affect the pocketbook of the NFL.
I mean, I hate to be so deeply cynical about this. I mean, I think we
be cynical.
We
That's
shouldn't,
what we do,
yeah,
here.
We shouldn't underestimate the power of that video. I mean, that really was a level, a degree of difference in terms of how people are processing this whole story. And it is true. You mentioned Anheuser-Busch, McDonald's, Visa, Campbell's Soup, General Motors, FedEx. A lot of these big sponsors have all put out some sort of statement of concern or reprimand, or we're monitoring the situation or whatever. But if you just look at the hardcore economics of this, I think the NFL and the sponsors believe they can ride it out. I mean, you just look at their TV ratings for Sunday Night Football after the Ray Rice story came out, and they did a piece about it during that broadcast. The ratings were up, I believe they said, 8% from last year. And overall, the NFL's ratings are up in this first week, basically, since that video came out. If you look at the amount of money that people spend on sponsorships, more than $1 billion a year these sponsors pay just for sponsorships, not for the advertising or the promotional campaigns, just to be recognized as a sponsor. You look at how much money the TV networks are getting out of their deals. And there was one economist who was quoted as saying, basically, it's like an aircraft carrier hitting a mine. It blows a small hole in the hull, but the ship's not going to sink, and they can keep sailing while they do the repairs. And I think that's what the NFL thinks is going to happen.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that what they're hoping for is if they can get further into the season and people begin to talk about the games and what's happening on the field, then it's going to start to blow over, because you're going to get into the playoffs, you're going to get to the Super Bowl, and then all of this is going to be be talked about from a historical perspective as opposed to what's going on right now. Mike is absolutely right. This is all about the money, and NFL right now is the number one brand when it comes to sports. I mean, it tops Major League Baseball, it tops the NBA, it tops everything else that's out there. I mean, it is a major entertainment tool.
And so because of that, I mean, even if these companies like Anheuser-Busch and McDonald's are serious in threatening to pull back some advertising, as some executives are saying, other advertisers are just waiting in line to take their place if they pull out their advertising. So I don't know that the boycott's going to have that much of an impact with regard to changing the NFL's behavior.
And then part of it is that it's the Baltimore Ravens. It's the Minnesota Vikings. It's not my team. So if people are going to be supporting their team no matter what, and they're looking at it from that perspective. And I'm pretty sure the advertisers are looking at it that way too. Yes, we can talk about those teams, and we may be talking about the NFL as a whole as right now. But as long as people focus on their team and their team starts winning, then the NFL will be able to ride this out.